Bridget Mary Meehan is one of 24 Roman Catholic women in the United States conducting Mass in defiance of church doctrine.
Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer.
Her religious journey started as a young girl in Ireland.
We grew up in this beautiful family where prayer was as natural as breathing. Every evening we prayed the family rosary, and I had such a sense of the closeness of God.
Yeah, he plays for Mass too. Oh.
Meehan entered a convent at the age of 18 and became a Roman Catholic nun with the Sisters of Christian Community.
Okay, how does that?
In July 2006, a woman bishop not recognized by the Vatican ordained Meehan and seven other women. Meehan says the Roman Catholic Church needs to be more inclusive.
Give thanks to God.
I think the problem is they don't know how to integrate women into the present clerical hierarchical structure. And that is a problem, because this hierarchical clerical structure needs to be changed.
Meehan advertises her Mass in the local newspaper here in the southern coastal community of Sarasota, Florida.
How you doing?
Her home serves as her church. The local archdiocese declined our request for an on-camera interview, but the archdiocese published a letter in the local newspaper condemning Meehan's actions.
And lead us not into temptation.
Reverend Arnie Panula in Washington is a member of Opus Dei, a conservative Catholic organization. He says there are reasons why women are not ordained as priests. He says it was a man, Jesus, who stood at the altar, broke bread, and said, "This is my body," a ritual that priests recreate during Mass.
The Church teaches that he does this in what's called in persona et nomine Christi, that he does this in the name and the person of Jesus. Well, Jesus was male. Jesus was a man. And so to be able to perform that as Jesus did requires that it be a man who did it.
Body of Christ.
Meehan disagrees.
Body of Christ.
A priest is supposed to be in persona Christi, and in persona Christi is rightly translated in the presence of Christ. It does not mean taking on male identity, but it means breaking the bread and sharing the wine in memory of Jesus as a paschal meal.
But Reverend Panula says Jesus chose not to ordain women.
Jesus Christ could have ordained women. I mean, he could have named women to the presbyterate, in which case, right now, there would be women priests.
Thanks be to God.
Meehan disagrees. She cites passages from the Bible and new scholarly works that translate the original Latin records of the Catholic Church's early days.
The ordination of women, we know for the first 1,200 years, women were ordained. So therefore, the teaching on that does not reflect the practice of the Church throughout its history.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
Meehan says her congregation is growing. She says some members are disappointed with the direction of the Roman Catholic Church, particularly in the area of gender equality. Kathy Kidder is attending Meehan's Mass for the first time.
A lot of us have raised our children in the Church and saw them learn all those wonderful traditions and heritage and belief and justice attitudes of our church. And then our children have gone somewhere else to other churches where they feel that these things are better put into practice.
Meehan has conducted Mass since 2006. The local archdiocese has protested her actions, but the Vatican has not sanctioned or excommunicated her. Two women in St. Louis, Missouri have been excommunicated.
So I think it's very wise at the Vatican right now to take a wait and see and watch the movement of the Spirit in Roman Catholic women priests rather than condemning us, because one day they might have to just undo their condemnation and maybe canonize a few of the women in the movement. At least that's our hope and our prayer.
Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Sarasota, Florida.